Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're exploring a fundamental human desire, the desire to make a difference in the world and contribute to something larger than yourself. Let's get into it. We all have a deep-seated need to feel like our lives matter, that we're contributing to something meaningful to the world. This episode isn't about becoming a global activist or making grand sweeping changes, though that's a fantastic calling if that's what you're called to do. This episode is about recognizing that even small, everyday actions can have a profound impact. It's about finding ways to connect with something bigger than ourselves and contribute to our unique gifts to the world. We're going to get real and raw about the feeling of wanting to make a difference and explore practical ways to turn that desire into action. We'll explore what it means to contribute to something larger than yourself, discuss the common barriers that prevent us from taking action, and unpack practical strategies for finding meaningful ways to make a difference. We'll be honest about the challenges of overcoming and navigating complex social issues, but also celebrate the immense joy, fulfillment, and connections that come from contributing to something bigger than ourselves. So let's unpack that. What does it mean to contribute to something larger than yourself? It's about connecting with a cause you care about. What is something that you value and that resonate with you deeply? Align that your actions with your values and your passions, and use your skills and talents to benefit others. Sometimes people think their skills and talent is all about them, but sometimes it's about finding a way to contribute your unique gifts in the world and help others out as well. It's about being a part of a community, connecting with others who share your values and working together towards a common goal. And that's how you make a positive impact on the world and leave your mark, leaving the world a little better than you found it. And that's all about finding meaning and purpose, experiencing a deeper connection and a sense of fulfillment that gives you an overall just greater connection. So what are some common barriers that prevent us from taking action and just contributing to others and society and the world? One of the things is feeling overwhelmed. The problem in the world, you know, it can seem too big or complex to tackle. So that's a common one, just feeling overwhelmed with everything that's going on. Another thing is not knowing where to start, feeling unsure of how to get involved or what actions to take because there's so much that you could do. So it's about just breaking it down and taking that moment to reflect on what you truly value and figuring out how you can take steps towards getting involved and putting yourself out there. Another one is lack of time or resources, feeling like we don't have enough time in the day or enough money or other resources to make a difference. So work that out. There's always things that you can do and contribute. It's not always about having finances or being in a certain place or having enough time in the day. If you want to do something, you'll find the time. You'll reorganize things on your calendar so that you could do that and make it a priority if it's something that you truly desire. Another one is fear of making a mistake or not being effective, worrying about that our effects won't be enough or that they won't be noticed or something will be wrong with them. That's very common. So I want to go over some practical strategies for just finding ways to contribute and make your mark and make a difference in the world. The first step is identify your passions and values. What issues are you most passionate about? Reflect on that. And what values are most important to you? Another thing that you can do is research local organizations and initiatives that you would be interested in being a part Find organizations in your community that are working on issues that you care about so that you can get involved. And volunteer, you know, takes time and skills. Offer your time and talents to organizations or causes that you support, and donate to causes that you believe in. Even a small donation can make a difference. And also spread awareness and educate others. Use your voice to raise awareness about important issues that matters to you. Don't think for a moment that your voice doesn't matter or that your opinions doesn't matter. They do. So use your voice to inspire and bring awareness about important issues that are dear to your heart. And also support different businesses. Choose to support businesses that prioritize social and environmental responsibilities, and also practice small acts of kindness. I love this. So you could do that. Practice small acts of kindness in your daily life. Even small gestures of kindness can have a ripple effect, so don't think anything is too small. And start small with whatever it is that you want to get involved with, and be consistent. Don't feel like you have to change the world overnight. That's like insane. So start small and be consistent with manageable actions, and be consistent in all of your efforts. That is the key. And understand that making a difference in the world doesn't require grand gestures or extraordinary features. It's about finding ways to connect with something larger than yourself and contributing your unique gifts to make the world a better place, one small act at a time. So think of it. Take a moment to reflect. What issues are you passionate about? What small steps can you take today to contribute to something larger than yourself? Or any small acts of kindness to brighten someone's day. If you're not like into being an activist and getting involved with social issues, you can make a difference through acts of kindness. Inspire someone around you. Do something nice for them. Any little act of kindness, that's something that you can do to make a difference in the world. Because believe it or not, you matter. And how you show up, your opinions, the way you express yourself in the world, it has an impact. So let your voice be heard, and let your actions and your contributions really make a mark on the world and speak for you. And I know it's easy to just kind of think that, you know, you're not into those things and you're just in your own world, because the world is vast with billions of people and countless ecosystems and so many challenges. It's easy to feel small and powerless in the face of such large the world we live in. But yet history and everyday life prove time again and again that individuals and ordinary people like you and me can spark extraordinary change. The desire to make a difference, to leave the world a little better than we found it, is a universal yearning. But where do we begin? That's one of the things that I mentioned. Start small. And it's about finding your unique way to contribute to something larger than yourself. Whether that means advocating for social justice, protecting the environment, nurturing your community, or inspiring others through art, education, or innovation. Making a difference doesn't require grand gestures or unlimited resources. Understand that. It starts with a mindset, a willingness to step outside of your comfort zone, and the courage to care deeply. We live in an interconnected world where even small actions can ripple outward, creating impacts we may have never fully understood. So consider the teacher who inspires a student to pursue a career in science, the volunteer who helps a family in need, or the entrepreneur who designs a product that changes lives. These efforts may seem modest at first, but they add up to something so significant, and they make a lasting change. So I want you to identify your passions and harness your strengths and overcome the barriers that often stand in the way of meaningful action. So discover what resonates with you, your values and your aspirations, and leverage your unique skills, your talents, and your resources, and collaborate with others to amplify your impact and make it much more of a great gesture, and navigate setbacks and maintain motivation in the face of challenges. It doesn't matter if you experience a form of challenges, you can gradually work to still inspire others. You don't have to be in a perfect place to give back and contribute to the world. And making a difference isn't just about changing the world. It's about transforming yourself. Contributing to a greater cause can bring purpose, fulfillment, and a sense of connection to something beyond the day-to-day grind. It's about becoming the kind of person who inspires others, who sees opportunities for improvement, and takes action, who choose hope over despair. So whether you're just beginning to explore ways to give back, or you're seeking to refine and expand your efforts, this podcast today is to bring awareness that together we can explore ways that we can make changes from all of our walks of life's practical strategies for taking actions and the profound ways in just making a difference in the world and how that can shape both the world and your own journey. So the path to contributing something larger than yourself begins today. Let's take that first step together to make a difference and an impact in the world. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me today on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to make a difference. Find your way to contribute, connect with your community, and make your mark on the world. There's so much opportunity and there's so much that you can do. Remember to always let your light shine and inspire others. Make a difference and leave your mark on the world. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.